views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona, in the southwestern part of the United States. Hello, this is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to the program. Fire from Heaven. That is the title of our Bible study today. I'm going to make a few announcements while you do me a favor and pick that phone up and make that call, by the grace of God, to somebody who needs to hear this radio program today. Would you give them a call? I'll make a couple of announcements while I give you a minute or two so that you can make a call and help somebody out this morning. Fire is going to fall from heaven today. This is Brother Mike. I'm the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Sunday night, I will be teaching from the Greek New Testament at 6 o'clock. Please be sure to be there, and please come early so you can get a seat. I will see you this Sunday at our healing and deliverance service and a Bible study from the Greek New Testament. Sunday night at 6 o'clock on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road and just west of the 51 freeway. Our seminar a couple of weeks ago was so successful, I'm doing a second one on the same subject, demons, spirits, and the spirit world. Many people could not come to the program because of the late hour it was held at the Ramada Inn. This one will be at the House of Healing. Go to the website, hardcorechristianity.com, and register today for the seminar on November 29th at 11 o'clock. That's a Saturday, 11 o'clock on Saturday on the 29th of this month. You can catch this radio program anytime you want to all over the world at familyvaluesradio.net, or you can pick it up off the website at hardcorechristianity.com. Don't forget to avail yourself of our free counseling services. If you are a born-again Christian, you can receive those services today at no charge. Call the ministry hotline at 602-636-5800, 636-5800 for free counseling services today. Fire from heaven. You know, there's a crazy doctrine floating around the country that God is about ready to judge America and smash the country to smithereens, and God's going to send truckloads of hurricanes, fires, 9/11 incidents, the current economic depression, et cetera, and so on. Everything bad that happens to America, people say, is coming from God, and God is judging America. That is a false doctrine. That is not the truth. There are a number of doom and gloom preachers out there, particularly on the internet, that are predicting that God's going to judge America and just smash the stuffing out of us because we are a very sinful nation. And we are, obviously. America is a very wicked and very sinful nation. But God is not going to judge America. He already did at Calvary. I'll prove it to you. Check it out. Luke chapter 9, verse 54. Jesus, the Bible says, was coming into a village. And Jesus was going to spend several days there healing people and delivering them and preaching the good news of the kingdom. Well, Jesus got to the village and they did not receive him, the Bible said. The people came running out of the city and they said, "Hey, we don't want you here. Leave, scram, and get lost." And whenever you tell the Lord to do that, he will do it and he won't even say a word. And in fact, in the text here in Luke 9, Jesus never said a word. Never said one, and he just turned and headed for the next village. If you reject God, he won't even say a word. He'll just leave. But while they're walking, the apostle of love, John, and his brother James walk up to the Lord, and they said, "Lord," verse 54, quote, "do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just like Elijah did?" Wow, that was terrible, wasn't it? And the Bible says, Jesus said, he rebuked them. Epitomeo is a Greek word that means to rebuke or sternly invoke verbally. Jesus rebuked them, and that's the term he used when he was rebuking demons. Same Greek word. Well, surprisingly, Jesus throws in demons. He says, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. See, the James and John had been overcome by demons, and they were speaking out of James and John's mouth. The spirits were shooting thoughts into their brain, just like they do you. You get this negative thought shot in your brain, and instead of rebuking it immediately, you keep that thought, and then you massage it, and you think about it, and then another negative thought shoots in your brain from demons. Paul called them fiery darts. Demons shoot negative thoughts into the brain that are of Satan, and if the person doesn't catch them, they keep those thoughts, and then it begins to adversely affect their emotions and their behavior. Well, that's what happened here. These demons shot these thoughts into John's head, the apostle of love. Remember him? And he said, you want us to call down fire from heaven and fry these losers? And Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's life. He came to save them. Amen. The Lord came to save your life. He does not want to destroy it. Absolutely not. He does not want to destroy it. He wants to save you. Now, 9/11, according to Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson on the 700 Club, they said that that was God's judgment on America. That is incorrect. That was not God's judgment. Those were demon-possessed Muslims from Saudi Arabia that flew those planes into those buildings. That was Satan that did that the entire time. Satan manufactured the attack, and he caused it. Jesus had nothing to do with it. Well, God sent Katrina and the hurricane there and wiped out that city. No, that is another lie. God did not do that. There is films and tapes of the levees breaking through incompetence and stupidity of human beings. The levees gave way and flooded the city out. Plus, on top of that, the city was built below sea level. Okay, that doesn't take a Rhodes Scholar to catch that one. That had nothing to do with the Holy Ghost. Absolutely nothing. That was human stupidity and human failure, and Satan blamed it on God. We're currently going into a major recession or a mild depression in the United States of America. That's also claimed to be judgment from God. It is not, Luke chapter 9. The recession / depression is caused by evil, corrupt, rotten, lying, thieving politicians in Washington and evil, greed-ridden, money-hungry, lying executives on Wall Street and in American business. Has nothing whatsoever to do with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost does not want to hurt you. He wants to help you. Your house is being foreclosed on. You're going into bankruptcy. It's the devil that's kicking your face in. It is not God. Well, you don't understand, Brother Mike. The pastor told me that God gave me cancer so I can be a witness to him, a good witness for him in spite of the challenges of dying of cancer. Your pastor's a liar, ignorant, and wrong. God does not give people cancer. He never makes people sick. Jesus wants to heal you, not make you sick. All sickness, disease, death, and damnation comes from Satan. It does not come from the Lord. He wants to help you. He's trying to help you. He's doing everything he can to help you, not hurt you. John said, shall we call fire out of heaven to destroy these useless failures? No. Jesus said, the Son of Man came to save your life, not destroy it. There's fires right now burning all over California. People are losing their homes left and right. Whoop, that must be a, quote, act of God. Somebody set a fire over there and burned the place up. A lightning started a fire. That's an act. God did that. No, God didn't do that. Satan can control the weather. That's clear in Job chapter 1. Satan caused sicknesses. That's clear in Job chapter 2. Demons, fallen angels, Satan cause disruptive weather patterns, killing people, drowning them, burning them. We're supposed to be in the midst of a massive level of global warming. I don't know how global warming works, but there's floods all over the country this summer. Do you remember that? Floods everywhere. I mean, 6-8 feet of water in downtown major cities in the Midwest. It was unbelievable. University of Iowa was flooded out. It was incredible. Well, God must be judging the University of Iowa. No, he is not. God did not send those floods to judge anybody. He's not trying to judge you. He does not want to hurt you. You must understand that. God is trying to help you. The Holy Spirit wants to heal you. He wants to save you. There's this another satanic doctrine that's prevalent in Christianity that's promulgated by ignorant pastors, and that is that God has predestined certain people to go to hell and certain people to go to heaven. That means that God has picked this person to go to hell, God picked that one to go to heaven, there's nothing they can do about it. You're going to hell, you're going to heaven. Absolutely insane. The Bible says God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and a full knowledge of the truth. See, the Holy Spirit is doing everything he can to save you from being tortured by demons. You're in deep financial bondage. You've got a financial curse over your life. It's caused by evil spirits. Your dysfunctional family is going down the tube. Unwanted pregnancies, drugs, alcohol, and divorce have ripped you to shreds. You've asked yourself, why did God heap this on me? You asked yourself the wrong question, my dear. God never heaped it on you. He wants to save you, not help you. God cannot be tempted, and he never tempts anyone, the Bible says. The great apostle John taught us that. God does not tempt people. He does not give you sicknesses. He does not give you illnesses. He is not trying to hurt you. He's doing everything he can to help you. If you need to be delivered from demonic oppression or you need to be healed from a physical illness, God wants to heal you. He'll do it for free. There's no charge at the House of Healing. No charge for free counseling, 602-636-5800. No charge for the seminar on November 29th. It's a free seminar. Come and understand and learn about the spirit world for the first time in your life. If you are a minister or a pastor, for crying out loud, do not miss this seminar. It will explain why so many people in your congregation act like they're crazy. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.